I hope last week in that Arwich ghost elections you have rested. I know that your body is still trying to recover, but we've got a job to do. The people of the Republic of South Africa expect no less, despite the fact that our bodies are still recovering from the bruising program that we have. Welcome, honorable members. Let me also welcome the entourage from the Department of Transport and Arctia, and just indicate that we are beginning, this is the beginning, two legislations that we expect to execute before we go on a major recess in December. And we anticipate cooperation from your good search in the entire program as we will be dealing with it. And we take it that this is one of the most crucial bills that we shall be engaging with. We are aware of the fact, probably even honorable members, just be aware of the fact that there wasn't much input that came from the public when the bill was publicized by Parliament, and therefore maybe one of the things that we need to do in terms of making sure that we do not exclude others that may be having issues that they want to raise with us, that we be able to look into a situation where we are able to accommodate even those that did not make written submissions, that those who will be having submissions verbally can be able to be given a chance for them to come and present to the portfolio committee. I hope the parliamentary staff, you're ready to run. And we believe that engaging and interacting with these issues will be able to assist us as a people. A number of things have been raised in this bill that we believe will be able to also help government to make sure that when we talk about safety in our roads, when we talk about securing and making sure that we are, our people are safe as it is throughout the Republic, we do that in earnest, and we believe that advices and comments that will be coming from different people, maybe comments and advices that Parliament will take very seriously. You also, as parliamentary staff, we believe that you will be able to really have what it takes for the committee can be able to make proper reflections onto that. I believe there should be community and media here. You're also welcome, and believe that our engagement here will receive coverage, because we take it that your presence in our midst is the presence that able to highlight issues to the people of the Republic of South Africa. Without much ado, we've got several apologies. We've got an apology from the Minister and the Deputy Minister, who will not be able to make it today. We've got a apology from Mr. De Freitas. We've got an apology from Honorable Carter, who actually is due to ill health, will not be able to be with us. I think these are the apologies that we have received. Those who are not yet, that I did not talk to their names as honorable members, probably we have to apologize in advance that we started the meeting before they arrived, and their apology probably reached them. But honorable members, I think even in future we really need to be upbeat and be on time, so that we don't procrastinate. In one of the indigenous languages where I come from, so we shouldn't really, we must make sure that indeed. I don't know how to translate it, Dr. Angus. I can see you. It means just So you just get somebody who will be able to really. Without much ado, having spoken to the apologies, we will immediately go into the agenda items. We agree with the matters as put on the agenda. Agreed, thank you very much. Let's go to item number one. We consider the Safety Committee report of the Portfolio Committee program of the Portfolio Committee. I'm sure we all have the report.
No, thank you, Honorable Chair. I do want to support the colleague, but before I do so, should we not, for the record, receive a presentation by the appropriate officials of the committee around the, what has been received since the bill was published, public comment. Upon receiving that report and evaluating that report, then we go into the second gear. But for now, I'm sure that we should be able to get some kind of briefing to receive some indication from the Secretary of the Committee around the public comments.
Thank you, Chair. I concur with what was suggested, in particular with the recommendation of my colleague, Honorable Ramaphosa. I can also recall that the last time that we heard anything about R2, it was presented together with the Road Transport Amendment Bill, and it was a very rushed presentation since we were pushed for time. Therefore, there's a lot of stuff outstanding, and there were also some questions, specific questions, at the time which I still then would say is unanswered, and then also some very particular issues, specifically interventions by the minister during the process, but then also issues relating to the experimental phase which R2 was exposed to. So there were still a lot of outstanding stuff, and I would then plead for a presentation so that we just get an update on the status and what portion of this was implemented, and also about when the different comments were received and the applicability of those comments as this was rolled out, because I also understand that it wasn't rolled out in full. So the public's experience of this also varied as the experimental phase was conducted. Thank you, sir.
Honorable Sander.
Thank you, Chairperson. Sandona. I'd like also to confer with my colleagues by to re-emphasize that they bite most of the time still on us. See, from the different political house, where are we coming from? Even ourselves, let's commit ourselves so that how to take matters back to the people, how to encourage people. Because most of the time, when there are challenges, we are the ones who are missing a lot of Ula Banu, while we want maybe play a role which we're supposed to play. For example, we're having constraints offices, we're having a lot of things where we can encourage our people to come and make some submissions. So I support that idea that we expand the things and re-advertise, but with the condition that even ourselves must participate in that.
Thank you very much, honorable members. I think it's everybody's agreeing that we should be able to expand. But the, I think there are two other things which came out, which are an indication that there has been issues which were raised as the presentation was made previously. I don't know if the department is ready. I thought you were dying.
No.
Okay. Because the way you said you. I don't know if the department will be ready with the issues that were raised by honorable members. You can be able to make a presentation here today. But the other thing that actually is being spoken to out loud is to the fact that we've got very few. I think we've got one submission which has been circulated, which came through. The and associate. That was the submission which has been received through Program Challenge. The my belief is that probably the legal advisor and the people responsible for research should be able to say, having looked through what has been raised by this Al-Tasuan Pool and Associate, what are the issues that they have picked up, what are the things that we can be able to talk to. So to me, these are the two things that we are agreeing that we will extend, but we didn't say if we are to extend for with how many hours, how many days, how many months can we be able to extend for people to make inputs. And I think the other thing that we should be able to look into is as we are extending, then we need to up communication. Our communication strategy must be up so that people can be able to not blame us tomorrow to say they were not aware of what is happening. So critical is, as we agree, communication should also be made so that people can be able to really know that this is the issue which affects them on a, it will affect them on a daily basis, which affect them even now. Let me start with department. Do you have the issues which were raised? Can you, are you ready? Are you ready to can be able to make to talk to the issues which were raised earlier previously in the presentation as it was being made, and then it definitely will be followed by the parliamentary processes in terms of the submission which was made, so that Honourable can be able to say this is how we see issues, because we should also be able to say to ourselves how do we now take the process forward. In advance, Honourable Seko and Honourable Mlaudi, I apologize on your behalf that a leader is never late, but is delayed. So basically that was it. But I think in future you will have to do not be, you have to stop being bosses, because the bosses behave just exactly the way you behave. Thank you very much.
Advocate. Thanks, Chair. We have submitted the response to issues that we raised. We can proceed to speak to them, and Mr. Chu will take us through those particular. I'm not sure anyone remembers are doing those particular submissions, because we have had little time. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Thank you, members, and good morning. It truly is exciting to be invited to engage with you in this process. That we truly appreciate. Thank you very much. If I could just get assistance to try and project this so that we can talk about this. I do want to give confirmation. I looked at the emails that we have sent. It was Friday the 20th of May. After we had made a presentation, the committee requested that before close of business, if you can remember, Chairperson, we did comply, and from our offices we sent everything else that was consolidated by the Department of Transport. So if I may just get somebody to assist me in terms of making the projections, then we'll go through the questions that we asked as well as the answers that are provided for.
I love you. Thank you.